I'm Vince Colonize alongside Mary Walter.
Joining us right now is Virginia Transportation Secretary Aubrey Lane. Aubrey, thank you for joining us this morning on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So we have a lot to discuss with you. Right now, the I-66 toll, $36.50, making nationwide news. What do you hope to accomplish by charging $36 to go one way to work?
Well, first of all, just because that's the toll, it doesn't mean anybody's actually paid it, and I'll come back to that. But this is dynamic pricing, and of course, anybody that would pay this toll would be a single driver. Anybody with two people in the car would not have to pay this toll. And it's all about dynamic pricing, and as you know, this road has always been HOV restricted from its very inception during the rush hours. And so it's all about getting more people through the roadway by enticing them to get more in their cars or using other alternatives, that we're trying to move more people, not more cars. So that is what is in terms of the model is doing, as more people use it. And yesterday about 34% or so were actually carpoolers, but as more people use the road, the model is set up to continue having that 55-mile-an-hour continuous flow for those people who either are using the road as a carpooler or choosing to pay as a single driver.
You said 34% of the vehicles on the road were carpoolers, the rest single occupancy?
As of yesterday, we'll see how those stand up. Now, 86% of the people had easy passes, which means that they were driving and with the flex pass in the mode where they said they were being charged. But yesterday, there were 34% that were actually carpoolers.
You know, as of last year, VDOT estimated around the time of the groundbreaking that the average to bypass traffic during morning and afternoon rush would be $5 to $6. That's not what we're seeing. We're seeing numbers up to $20, $30. Why the disparity?
So that's an average. And so what we know today is the high and low. And as I said, we haven't actually billed anybody, so we don't know who's actually paid that. And that is made up of two components after we determine who actually paid it. And again, it was their choice if they chose to do it. But number one, we know it's a bell curve. And in fact, majority of the users do not use it at peak periods. So that'll factor into the average. We also know, and the models yesterday seemed to confirm this, over half the users do not use the entire length. They get off and use segments. So what we're going to do next week, I've instructed VDOT to post the average usage over each gantry during the periods of time so people can see how they used it. So, and it were actually billed. Because quite frankly, if I saw $36.50, I would probably choose not to do it.
Is there a point at which the price gets so high that you're like, that's too much?
The issue is, Vince, that if you get into the free market and change this, and Atlanta is a perfect example where they tried to limit the tolling, then all the roads become clogged again because it's not an economic choice, and we're trying to incentivize people to use transit or to put other people in their car.
Right, but it'd be one thing, Aubrey, if you were changing a road that wasn't currently HOV only. The current situation is I-66 is HOV only during morning and afternoon rush,
right?
And what you're doing is now adding single occupancy drivers to that traffic flow. You're really just adding cars to a road, are you not?
Well, no, because there was a significant amount, and we've seen almost as much as 40%, that were using the road illegally. And so now they have, these were single drivers that were using the road inappropriately during rush hour. And so now if they want to use it, they can pay to do so. And we saw speeds yesterday when they were allowed to do that at 57 miles per hour, significantly higher. In fact, anecdotally, we're seeing a lot of carpoolers reporting better trips, plus transit and buses running more on time through the quarter. So this has given them a choice to pay, where before, if they were using it, the majority, now there were a couple that of users, single drivers, that were using it legally before, but the majority were using it illegally.
How do you know if someone has just one person in the car or many people in the car?
In the same way we did before with oversight from the police or the authorities there. And, of course, the flex pass, the trooper knows which mode it's in. So if they are in the charging mode, they know there will be a single driver. If it's off in that flex pass, they know to look for more than one or two people in the car. Our experience on I-95, that we had over a 20%, not as high as I-66, non-compliance rate, that has dropped to under 2%. People have made the choice to use and pay legally.
What do you say to our listeners who we were talking about this earlier with, who said, you know what, my tax dollars were used to build that road. Now they want me to pay to use a road that I've built.
So the roads and all over the state, I hear this all the time.
Right.
That would assume we never have to rebuild these roads and never add occupancy. And anybody that owns an asset knows that is not the case. In this case, what we're doing is allowing people who could not legally use the road during rush hour the opportunity to pay. So their tax dollars didn't pay for them to use it before. And now we're allowing them to pay a toll, a single driver, or put somebody else in your car and you can use it free anytime.
Well, you know, we heard from some people who pointed out that there's a big disparity here in terms of wealth concern. You know, if you're a poorer person who has to work in Washington, D.C., you have no choice. You're going to take something that's much more traffic dense. But if you're wealthier, you have an option here to take, say, a $36 toll lane into the city. Do you, as a government official, have concerns sort of about the wage disparity here in terms of the ability for somebody of lesser means getting to work?
I tell you why. Certainly we consider those, but it is a choice, and anybody can use it free by putting another person in their car. We have toll roads, particularly in Hampton Roads, where none of those options exist. They're a fixed toll, no option for HOV, and that I have a real issue with. But here, they have the ability. If they don't want to pay the toll, then they can put somebody else in their car. And they don't have to pay that toll. And so there are choices here. We have limited resources at the state. And from a public policy standpoint, that is how we arrived at the best way of making sure that we get more users through there than more cars.
Now, part of this, and you kind of alluded to it earlier, Governor McAuliffe said last year that basically his hope is to get cars off the road, that this is actually an attempt to sort of influence the behavior of commuters. Is that your take on this?
That is exactly right. And that is the intent of the road from the very beginning. As you know, this road, I believe, is the only interstate in the country that was HOV restricted from its very inception. And there's been various changes to that. But we do not have the ability. I know I've listened to some of the listeners saying we can just use the shoulder and take other people's property. There's neither the political will nor the money to do that, and yet that won't fix the problem. We'll end up in the same place. So we have restricted space, we have restricted dollars, and every dollar that's used, every toll that's paid up there, goes to enhance transit and other multimodal options in the corridor. By law and by agreement with the Commonwealth Transportation Board, all those monies, and it's initially at least $10 million a year, of going to enhance transit and other multimodal solutions to help those who choose to not pay the toll.
All right. Well, Aubrey Lane, you are a capable but in an unenviable position spokesman for all of this right now. I appreciate you answering our questions this morning.
Well, thanks for having me. I just and we'll adjust this as we go through. We continue to monitor it, but I appreciate you having me on this morning.
Thank you, sir, very much.